Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Frodo the Centrist. Welcome to my show.
Hello.
It is Thursday night here in the great state of Illinois, right in the Midwest. It's right below Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Between Wisconsin and Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. It's Thursday night. So welcome in. Come on in. It's 7 o'clock. Well, I was going to set it up... what do you call it, a live feed on Facebook, but I think I'm going to do that in a little bit here, where we can do live Facebook and YouTube, you know, so we can get all the discussions that we got to do. Tonight's show, we are going to talk about starting your own business in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the entrepreneurial discussion, so we'll talk to the guru himself, Geronimo Germino of Best Life Enterprise LLC, with my co-host tonight, Lady Dawn. Say hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Hopefully you're doing well, and you know, yeah, it's good to learn about starting your own business. There's all kinds of things to learn about that. So looking forward to learning what Geronimo Germino has to say. As you guys know, we already own some businesses ourselves, but we definitely want to hear what others have to say about that, right?
That is right. Without further ado, we just you know, get him in. I think he's on the other side, 630. This is Geronimo. Welcome, Geronimo. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Great. So how's the weather over there? Well, you're in Illinois, too, so we have the same weather.
Yes.
You're looking forward for the rain that we're supposed to have next week?
No.
Yeah, me either, because I yard floods, you know, when it rains.
Well, actually, since we dug that hole, it doesn't flood so much.
Really?
I don't know. Where
I gotta put some one of those pool pumps in there.
Yeah.
Get that water out of there. But
yeah.
I don't know how much rain we're supposed to have. I don't know.
Yeah,
they said we're supposed to get, you know, more snow because, you know, climate change and stuff.
What? We're gonna get more snow? Is that what you said?
Well, what is Canada? Like east, what is that? Northeast Canada. I think they're supposed to get like at least 3 to 6 inches of snow next week. But we're supposed to get rain here in Midwest.
Okay.
So who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. We got the snowblower just in case.
Yeah.
We just got
a snowblower. It's like one of those electric ones. You got to push them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah,
you know.
We might still shovel. We'll see.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about tonight? Oh, yeah, we forgot about business. You know, we got to break it down into three different segments. Actually, the first one is why is, you know, it's never too late to start a business in 2021. It is March of 2021 now.
Yeah.
If you have not started your own business yet, you know, look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up. Even the entrepreneur.com, you know, wrote an article about this is the year that could be the best year for you to start a company.
Interesting.
You know, speaking of starting a company, Geronimo started his Best Life Enterprise. When did you start that, Geronimo?
Well, I was able to apply for the state license around October of 2020.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while. Been 2 years.
Yes, but I think almost 6 months. So.
6 months. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I was just
yeah.
2020. Years.
Did
I say 2 years?
Yeah.
I'm like,
not
man,
2 years.
I'm out of it. No.
Maybe it feels like 2 years.
No. Yeah. Well, do you have any you know, any pointers that you wanna share with us, Geronimo, on why they should, or why anyone should start their own business in 2021?
Well, actually, I was only able to discover options for starting your own business in 2020, before the lockdown orders in our state.
Oh, COVID. Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually was able to explore something about notary signing service in 2019. And then, for some reason, I was not able to explore a lot of stuff and information about that. And then, middle of 2020, I came across a supplement, a company that manufactures a food supplement. It has a lot of products. It's a big company, but it's like 11 years old.
Okay.
And then as I go along my research on the internet, like YouTube and Facebook, I was able to come across how the government is really supporting small businesses, in that there's a lot of funding that you can avail, but there are specific requirements that you have to meet in order for you to qualify. But of course, it's a lot of factors. It's really a wide range of information and a lot of stuff that you really have to comply with before you're able to establish your own business. But of course, you have to find your passion, and you also have to tailor it according to your skill and your interest.
Yeah, because, you know, if you don't like carpentry, you know, if you don't, that's not your passion, why would you want to do that? You'll run into a brick wall, unless you really want to learn how to do that. So that's, like I said, if you go to entrepreneur.com, they wrote an article about the best year. This is the best year, 2021, to start your own company. And that's because of the 2020. They said that a lot of people have encouraged to actually embrace the fact that many things is just out of our control, you know, with this pandemic, this lockdown thing. They did, a lot of people are out of job, a lot of people claiming unemployment, and, they don't know where to go, you know. So that it seems like we are recovering, why wait for another pandemic?
Right.
So, and now, like, again, there's a lot of business out there, business ideas. You can start thinking about even like a dog walking business or dog pooper business. I looked into that franchise. Actually, there's a franchise of dog poop picker.
Really is something. Like, they want like $30,000 for that franchise, but that doesn't mean they're going to get you the customers.
Exactly. You have to really find your own customers. And
a lot of money to put down for a franchise.
30 grand to start a dog pooping pickup franchise. Yeah. Good luck with that. That's a lot of BS. Dog ass. But so anything that you run into, like stumbling block that you run into, that you want to share, that you maybe we can overcome for people?
Yes. Well, maybe the first stumbling block would be, well, you know, it's based on my own experience. It's my mindset.
Right.
Mindset is one, and then, you know, under it is overthinking. Of course, when you overthink about something, you tend to not move forward, and really have to be aware if you're spending too much time overthinking about something. I would say that the best antidote for that is to focus on something after you have chosen which path you have to take. Let's say you're able to choose a particular business that you want to start with. You really have to focus on achieving that no matter what. Because, you know, I'm a congenital procrastinator, that's one. The second one is I get distracted easily because I only found out about my disability with my spectrum of intelligence when I was already an adult. And it took me to work in a school that I was able to find out about those learning disabilities that we do not outgrow in our lives. And it was, you know, it goes forever, but the solution would be if we can manage how to deal with them. And of course, it's a lot of self-talk that we have to do. Of course, a lot of prayer too, a lot of discipline, a lot of practice. And like what the great Darren Hardy said, when you start practicing on small steps, there's a compound effect on that. So I'm actually reading this book. It's a pre-advertisement of his book, Compound Effect by Darren Hardy.
We're going to look. We're gonna have to look that up.
Compound Effect by Darren Harding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
he's very popular. He actually said he would send you emails, like 5 minutes videos every day, as long as you click and watch the video. And then he also offer, you know, classes wherein you will develop yourself, because, you know, what we learn in school is something that we all have, as long as you're educated. But the real life action, the battleground, is a different kind of thing. It's your character that will be tested, and you really have to have the right mindset, the right attitude, and the right belief. You know, how positive you are, how persistent you are. It's really about character, I would say.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and it's also it's like, you know, all the, speaking of starting your own business, you know, there's so many, many pros rather than cons. One of them is actually the tax advantage, right?
Yeah, especially if it's a home-based business. I like the home-based businesses,
right?
And the tax advantages, because you can write a lot of things off. Yeah, it's very, very interesting, all the things that you can write off. And I know that you mentioned before about like building a business credit for those that might not want their personal credit you know, affected or anything like that. Like say that the business was booming, then something happened, and then now it's not, and you don't want your personal credit to be affected, or maybe something happened and you just want to just kind of detach it, like what you said, your business is an LLC. So maybe you can explain about the LLC and then also about like a business credit, how to do that.
I would discuss first the business credit. Now, I stumbled upon several consulting companies about establishing business credit, and I learned your personal credit is actually separate from your business credit, and it's always possible for you to establish an excellent business credit despite having a personal or consumer bad credit. But of course, before you can establish your business credit, you have to have a legitimate business. Like what I mentioned a while ago, you have to comply with state requirements and federal requirements. Like you have to enlist your business name. You have to get a federal tax identification number. You have to apply for your separate business bank account so that your personal money and your business earnings will not commingle, or there's no commingling of funds. Mm-hmm. You have to have a good website, professional website. You have to have a professional email. And then you also have to avail of a service of a landline phone. But nowadays, you know, it's usually voice over internet protocol or VoIP. There's a lot of cheap plans that you can find out there. Because when they search for a company, they would really contact you by your landline phone number, not your cell phone. So a cell phone is not considered a business phone number. So that will also establish your address. But regardless, if it's a home base or you have your own office, that will really add up to your qualification. And of course, it depends on the lender. Some lenders would require that you have a cash flow. Some of them would require that your business has been there existing for at least a year or more. And some of them would also require that you have to have this annual annual income, and also we cannot disregard the fact that we really have to have our solid business plan. We have to document everything. And then I would cross over to the other question about the LLC. A single member LLC, as also like a sole proprietorship business. I'm not claiming, I have to declare my disclaimer. I'm not a professional, what they call it, a business consultant. Mm-hmm. I'm just basing it on my own experience. Now, the limited liability company means that if you are engaged in a business that's highly vulnerable to lawsuits, whatever happens, if you will have a big problem, your properties will be protected. Although I don't have like a lot of property. I mean, you know,
right.
I'm a small-time business owner starting up. But in case you dream about, you know, making your business really grow big, so that's a good path to go to enlist your company.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, you would have to have minimal funds for those compliance requirements that you have to meet. But of course, it also matter when you manage your time really good. Because when you have a full-time job and then you want to start up your business, you really have to be wise in, you know, allotting your time. Because putting up your own business, if it's your first brainchild, you really have to lay down the foundation really good. You really have to have a good business plan and then supplemental plan like Plan B or Plan C. Now, for other information about different kinds of businesses, they can go to irs.gov or the state, Illinois.gov. You can see there all the classification of the business that you really would want to establish based on how it fits your circumstances. So, but I also learned just recently, it's better to go with this compliance after you already started your business. So I would say, knowing you two personally, you really have a good startup point because you already have, you know, income reports. You have seen how your business operated. And
mm-hmm.
you also have those experiences with customers, expenses, with your shipping, and all those, like your first question to me before, the stumbling block. It's a good foundation that you have, guys. So I would like to recommend that you go to that particular route, especially now that your business obviously is growing. So.
All right. Well, that's a lot of
yeah.
information there.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those
yeah.
of you, there's a lot of people asking, you know, I mean, they all have, you know, passions or passionate about something, you know, why not make money out of them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to be, let me go through this 21 great small business ideas. Actually, this is came from a Business News Daily. This is just the, you know, ideas. I mean, there's got to be more than that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. So number one is actually being a consultant.
Yeah.
You know, so if you are knowledgeable about something, passionate about a specific topic, just like, you know, dog poop.
Right, like a dog pooper.
I don't know why I keep
pooper.
Saying dog
pooper. Dog pooper.
Dog
poop.
Dog poop. Picker. Picker.
Yeah.
But anything, businesses, social media, or even leadership, or anything
yeah.
like that. You can start your own business as a consultant. Number
yeah.
one. Number two is the online reseller. And we do that on the side.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Know?
We
online
do,
reseller.
Like
you can do
eBay. That.
You can do Facebook Marketplace. You know, what is that? There's so many things out there. There's what do you call that thing? Offer Up?
Oh, yeah.
Offer Up. Etsy. I know a lot of people doing Etsy now. And also
Posh
the
marketing.
Poshmarks.
Mercari. Yeah.
And all that.
Amazon.
You know, that's, you know, it can be your side hustle. So you can turn that into, you know, a full-time.
Yeah.
Full-time business or anything
yep.
like that.
Yep.
So number three is the online teaching.
Yeah.
We teach about, like, I don't know, it's like my, you know, the son, our son, so actually he just got done doing the online piano lesson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's something that you can do in that thing. Online
yeah.
bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What else?
Medical courier service. So that would be like people that, they bring lab specimens, prescription drugs, and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But with that one, I'm guessing you would have to have some kind of like license or something.
Of course.
Like you
yeah.
don't want to they don't want to just hire random people because that might be like tamper with the specimen.
So there's got to be pros and cons and everything. So you approach that thing if you want to be a medical career service. There's got to be pros and cons, and you want to be do your research. Do your research.
Can I
before
add something to that career? Fernando, can I add something to that career? Now it's all around Facebook about dealership of vehicles. It's called Signature Trucks in Crystal Lake. They're really having very good deals on RVs, shuttles, vans, small trucks. Check it out, Signature Truck. It's all around Facebook. And they have, although they have mileage on it and they're used, most of the vehicles are used, but I would say that it's a good deal. And, you know, if you would really want to do that courier, the one that Don said, maybe the other thing that I would like to add, if you will work on those kinds of jobs, you really have to be a people person too. Because you know, you will be talking to, you will be going to clinics, and then you will encounter, you know, some patients over there falling in line, waiting to be entertained by the receptionist because they're, you know, they may have like an appointment with a doctor. It's really important for us to really be respectful, because I remember one time, if I would just be able to share this short experience, when I escorted a patient, when I used to work for skilled nursing, I have seen some those drivers that bring people to their medical appointments who are not related to the passengers. They are so rough with the, I could not imagine how these elderly people would feel if only they could just react quickly, you know, because of the treatment that they're getting. I mean, let's make the world kinder, because there's a lot of people with a lot of anger and hate, and especially these people with no challenges. I hope that they would consider being more respectful and also, I would say, gentle with them.
So, the list can go on. I mean, there's like app developer. If you if you want to develop the app, I mean, he's right now it's actually, you know, it's not that hard to make to develop an app. I think there's some plug and play now to be making your apps. It's not like back in the day you gotta do some coding. I mean, of course, you know, you need to learn some of the coding, but I'm saying it's just like how website now is. You know, like compared to like 15 years ago, you know, that when we have to like do it all the coding by our bare bone coding and all that. Now it's just, you know, you got Wix, you got Shopify, you have all that thing. It's all like pre-made. It's just plug and play. So, yeah, if you want
to
become an app
Can I add something to that? There's a lot of cheap courses now in the internet. One is Coursera. Google also has those free courses, they say, but it really just charged minimal fee. Wherein professors from big universities offer these courses for a cheaper price than a regular university or college. They can research on that. Also, Udemy, that's another, company that has the, there's a lot of stuff in the internet, although it's really a double blade because some people use the internet for bad stuff. But if you really want to learn something, there's a lot of options that you can find in the internet instead of just watching those nonsense videos. You have to learn and develop it, because that's our greatest shield to the challenges of the time, especially when the pandemic struck the whole of 2020. People were laid off and then they were caught in the dark. They don't know where to go. So instead of whining about what's happening, it's better to invest on your time that you can maximize to learn something new.
Yeah, that's right. Use the time wisely.
Wisely. There we go. That's the key word, wisely.
Wisely.
It's like when they say vote wisely, you know, and I keep looking for the last name Wisely, and I can find it, so I can vote wisely. Anyway, number seven is if you want to be on transcription service, you can do that. I know a lot of things. Professional organizer. Oh my goodness! Listen here, professional organizer. Peter, wow, there's people that come to your house and organize your stuff. All right. Also, cleaning service. This has been a while. Cleaning service has always been around for a while. And also, if you you know, if you're a copywriter, you know, there's you can be a freelance copywriter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of those things. Yeah, this home care service. There you go. You can start your number 11. Came out of home care service.
Yeah.
It's helping you know, aging and senior citizens and all that. So, yeah, you can start your own business just like that. Translation service, you know, if you're bilingual, trilingual, anything
mm-hmm.
like that, you can do
yeah.
that. Yeah. Digital marketing, that's number 13 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Digital
we
marketing.
Do digital marketing.
Yeah, yeah, we, mm-hmm. we do. And food truck. Huh? Who'd have thunk it? Food
yeah,
truck.
Yeah, food truck.
You know, food on wheels.
I pretty good money.
Oh, they do,
so,
yeah.
Like car dealerships.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen people like in a car dealership. They pull. They didn't, you know, they have they have to ask for you know permission to be there.
Yeah.
You can't just like show up. I don't think
oh,
it.
Okay.
You know, you have to have something there. So yeah, I mean, again, you got to
yeah.
do your research on it. If you wanna drive around with the you know food truck, you got to do your research.
Yeah.
You know, especially here in Illinois, man. If you don't do your research, it's gonna
right.
cost you some. You know. Pritzker would be all over you, you know. Like
I add
sugar.
Something to that food truck.
Oh, maybe not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when it comes to food, one of the compliance that will be required is to be certified in food handling and sanitation. That's,
yeah.
Don't forget
right.
that.
Yeah.
The big difference between the Philippines and here in America, there's a lot of documents that you have to comply with. There's a lot of licenses and certificates. So. To avoid getting into trouble and to really learn what's acceptable or not, or legal
mm-hmm.
or not, they really have to comply with those kinds of credentials so that along the way they won't experience, although, you know, problems are always there. I mean, in any
yeah.
part of life, we always have problems, but at least it could minimize, you know, bigger problems that we can encounter as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to know something because there's no excuse for ignorance, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah, just like this number 15 is like lawn care service. You know, you're going to need a lot of, I don't know, what kind of certificate you need there? Do you have
I
to have?
I don't know. I don't think you need
that. I don't know.
That
oh,
I don't know.
Also something, can I add
yeah.
something too again?
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
This thing keeps popping on my mind. When you establish your small business or home-based business or whatever it is, it's better to network. What do I mean with network? Research on your county and try to involve yourself, especially
yeah.
those belonging to the Chamber of Commerce. That's where you will have your connections. It's really
yeah.
important for you to be aware of your own community because that's where you will start. You cannot just establish a business and dream that it will be a national one. You have
yeah,
to start small.
Right.
You have to take baby steps. You
baby
have
step.
To meet these people. Usually, every school or every college, community college in every city or state, city, they offer this, they have this department called Small Business Development Department.
Okay.
Or the library. In the library, in the public library, you will see their announcements about the community. Like when you go to the library, they have this magazine stands. Those are free. You can get them like a newspaper, but it's not for sale. They contain, you know, information about Chamber of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
volunteerism, all that. It's really better to get involved. Actually,
yeah.
You know, although it's not like a big part of Filipino culture to volunteer, I only found out about volunteerism here when I came here. But it
oh, wow.
really makes you feel good when somehow you're able to pay back to your community and do
mm-hmm.
something for free. It's also
yeah.
a good time killer, if you would call it time killer, but it's also a good addition or addendum to your resume when you apply for a job because you can also expound on yourself in the interview when the interviewer finds out that spending your time somehow, your spare time volunteering, it will add up to your qualification. You can get hired with whatever position you're applying for in a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Because you like to volunteer.
Right. And then lawn care service. I mean, in Waukegan, majority of the lawn care service people are the Mexicans.
Or Hispanic.
Or
yeah.
Hispanic. Well, Mexicans
yeah.
too.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
Hispanic,
right.
then mix, break
somehow
it down.
They
to, yeah.
get those jobs, you know.
Well, it's because
like,
it's you know, it's because they it makes money, you
yeah.
know, and that's what yeah. they already, you know, they're familiar with. I'm not saying all Mexicans are that like that, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
you know, no, I'm not. It's just like how Filipinos, most Filipinos are what work in the healthcare industry.
Yes.
You know,
caregiver,
you know, just like that Joe Coy guy.
Domestic helpers in Asia.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever seen the Joe Coy, the guy. He's made, you know, he makes fun of his mom. He's, why don't you want to be a caregiver or a nurse? Your uncle is a nurse. That's so funny. Anyway, lawn care service. So, you know, do your research when you want to jump in there. Number 16 is actually rideshare driver. Now, I know that, Geronimo, you've done this too, like Uber or Lyft or anything like that. You know, you can actually start your own rideshare service driver.
Yeah. Uber, Lyft.
Well, you got to compete with Uber and Lyft. You know?
Oh, that's if you want to start your own.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like if you have connections, like what Geronimo would say.
Yeah.
That, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, you could be like, if you need a ride to the airport, just give me a call. Don't forget me. And then they pay you.
Right.
They pay you.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like,
true,
so
true.
Then, and then a word of mouth, like if people need a ride to the airport, you know.
Yep.
And then, like, instead of hiring an Uber, they can just hire you because someone knows you. You know,
right?
Compared to
okay.
like Uber driver.
And then also, I mean, if you're not picking up any of your customers, and then you can plug into Uber or Lyft,
right?
I mean, you can do that. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
All right. So number 17 is real estate agent. I know a lot of people just want to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, in Florida, actually, I think that was years ago, and when one of my friends from Wisconsin actually was, you know, went to Florida.
Yeah, they did.
They did. You know, he was there for 2 years and came back, and he was like, man, everybody has a real estate agent over there. Everyone is like has a real estate certificate, you know.
Wow.
Even him and his wife had a real estate certificate, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that, but if you want to focus on that, if you're really good at that, you know how to get people. I mean, that's a very lucrative, you know, business.
Yep.
If you want to do that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it takes like, yeah, you have to be willing to meet with people, and they might not be like wanting to do like buy a house at that time or
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it probably pays off like over time, you know, especially in
yeah.
Florida if you're working with $1 million houses. Not
oh,
all are
no,
there, but I'm just saying somehow you get connected with people looking for it.
All right. So we're getting close here. So number 18, graphic designer. So if you,
good at art.
Good. Well, doesn't have to be good at
okay.
art. I think if you can, you know, it's about like designing a website, like
mm-hmm.
a theme, you know, the look of it, the feeling of it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You can be a graphic designer.
Yeah.
You know, put that on your portfolio, put that on
yeah.
your resume. You know,
yeah.
people will hire you for anything
mm-hmm.
like that. So if you
people hire you,
yeah,
like
so,
you know, because like they don't want to hire their own. This is what I learned too. Is like sometimes like. You might be like, well, they probably have somebody that does that. But the thing is, sometimes companies don't want to hire their own employee to work on a graphic designer because they might not have full-time work for them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So they might.
All right. It looks like Geronimo dropped. So, but he's back now, I think. You there?
I'm back, yeah.
Okay.
I got good. Dropped a while ago. That can add some back, too, after
go
you
ahead,
get that graphic design.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you remember, I said a while ago about connecting to the Chamber of Commerce in our particular city.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
if you want a gig, like not put up your own business, if you want to have an online job, like an English tutor, an ESL tutor, it's better to have your profile professionally in LinkedIn. Actually, LinkedIn, I just found out a few days ago, they're offering courses. I'm not sure if they're 100% free, but they're offering classes now for your professional development. And LinkedIn, actually, you will not search for the jobs. They will send you all those companies basing on, let's say, your profile, your field of study. Let's say you're
mm-hmm.
in school and you're studying about health information technology. They will feed you of all the companies that are hiring related to your course. So LinkedIn is also a good platform If you really want to have a professional side gig, like what you said, graphic designer, you will get those information. Then you can also start networking to other people. They will send you information. People will search for you when you have your profile there. So it's really better to update it so that these people who will really look into your file will be able to, let's say, offer you a job if you're based on the information in your profile. They will really offer you. They will send you a message, like a direct message in Messenger, in Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's also a good thing to do.
Yeah, true that. Because, you know, I've had LinkedIn for quite a while now.
Yeah.
You know, ever since, I think, even before I went to the Philippines in 2015, I think. And that's what I actually built my, you know, my resume.
Yeah.
In LinkedIn. People, you know, contacted me from there. They send me email. But you got to be, you know, understand that some of them are, you know, trying to scam you.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you know, there are always scammers everywhere.
Okay, tell people that don't know what a scam would look like on LinkedIn. What does that look like?
Well, the scammer would be like, you know, if you're looking for a job like that, and you reply that yes, and then they give you an application, and then they start asking you for money to pay for something. That's a scam.
Okay. Okay, please repeat that, like in a scenario that someone, like, you know.
Okay, so
okay,
someone
like that they're like, oh, but you need to send me, you know, or you need to buy these checks, or,
well,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And there's a lot of scenarios and
they want you to send them money.
Bottom line is,
if
they really want to hire you, they don't want to, you know, they're not going to be asking for your money.
Right. Like, I mean, like, that's not really a job. Like, when people are like, I mean, sometimes, like, they might say you have to go, like, if you're going to be driving a vehicle, they might say you have to go pay for something, like your DMV report, vehicle report. But we had to do that when we were driving a car. We had to pay for that ourselves, but we didn't send them money.
We didn't send them money.
Exactly.
That's different than your expense.
Right.
You know, that's different than them, you know, hey, send me money or pay this, you know, company to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a flag.
Right. Okay. So that, guys, if someone approaches you on LinkedIn and they offer you a job and then they start asking you for money, that's a flag that it's a scam.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah. So, yeah, LinkedIn, go in there, sign up. It's really easy and free. I think it's one of the social networking for businesses. So, also for a graphic designer. Also, number 19, t-shirt printing business, if you want to do that. And you don't even have to do that. You don't even have to have a printer or anything like that. Because I've seen people, I mean, I've done it too. You know, they can go to like printly.com or anything like that.
Yeah.
Teespring.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those printing businesses. All you have to do is come up with your own design.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plug it in there. And, you know, you just have to, I don't know, market your own products. You know, share it on Facebook and everything like that. I mean, I see a lot of people, if you go on YouTube, there's a lot of people making money on that just by having their own t-shirt printing business.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's two more. Actually, the number 20 is drop shipping. You know, the drop shipping. Again, you can start a business on this and drop shipping. That means it's come from somewhere like in China, you know, using a third party.
Okay.
What it is like you fulfill, you know, they place an order. If you have a Shopify, you can open up your Shopify store, or, you know, if you know how to build a store with the e-commerce, you know, you can do that, you know, and then you plug in a third party drop shipping companies like Oberlo, O-B-E-R-L. I know you find them. There's a lot of them, actually. It's based on, I think they're based in the United States, but their products actually mainly come from mainland China.
Okay.
So, again, there's a pros and cons on those, you know. You got to look it up.
Yeah.
You got to look it up.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's,
what's your last on the list?
The last on the list would be pet sitting.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that because, like, I mean, why would you pay someone normally?
Dog sitter.
I know,
cat
but how
sitter.
Much possibly do they, like, pay for someone to watch the pet in the house
I'm not watching
to the kennel? I mean, the kennel is, like, what, $45 a night?
Yeah.
is it because they have so much money and they don't want their dog to like have to go to a kennel?
I don't know. Whatever.
Like, I don't know. Like our dogs,
okay.
I don't think I would want.
Right.
To
so it's not
unless
just,
they have like you know, because some dogs are like moody.
Well,
and then you have to have that, like, if you're going to do a pet sitting job, you should really be able to, like, dominate
okay,
the
so
animal, right?
The, right.
If it's a dog.
Right, exactly.
Like, meaning, like, that
cat,
they're not going to attack you when the owner is
gone. Bunny rabbits,
gone.
Guinea pigs,
right.
Pet sitting,
okay.
Something like that. So, but it, again, this
cats
thing,
I understand.
This thing, I don't think a lot of middle class and also the, you know,
poor
people like us will be hiring pet sitters.
Right.
You know, because I would take my dogs to the kennel, which
yeah,
is $45, right?
Yeah.
And also, we have a Rottweiler, which
yeah,
is, she
which
can be
is like,
really mean.
Yeah, yeah, she gets moody.
She gets moody, you
and
know,
so
bite your head off.
So we have to take her to a special pet sitter, a
yeah.
kennel that actually trains
but,
canines.
If
so.
you want to start a pet sitting business,
yeah,
obviously you're going to target the upper class people, you know,
okay.
You know the champagne and the teas and wine and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah, and then you get this. Maybe I've seen
like,
movies where they just like spend the night.
Yeah,
here. They're supposed to leave, but they spend the night and eat the food and
like a definite movie, Dumb and Dumber, the first one. When they're with that guy, not Lloyd, but the other one. What's his name?
Yeah. Frank? Is it Frank? I don't know.
Frank. I don't know. Harry?
Harry.
Yeah, Harry. He's a dog sitter. He actually turned his van into a puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you know, his clients are all the upper class.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
You know, like maybe a town in Evanston or something, you know, like Bolingbrook or something
oh,
like
maybe.
That.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Or Highland Park.
Highland
like
Park.
Libreville.
Lake Forest. Lake those Forest. Are.
Okay.
Maybe Aurora, right? You got some affluent people over there, right, Geronimo?
Yeah, but there are more affluent people in Naperville.
Oh, yeah, Naperville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay. I would like to add something to the real estate that you mentioned a while
Go ahead.
Ago.
Go ahead.
Yeah. One of the best kept secrets of real estate, not a lot of people realize, is loan signing agent. It's related to being a notary public. It's also one lucrative gig that they would like to, you know, research about, especially now that, you know, you mentioned all the list of those businesses that you can open up or jobs that you can apply for, aside from the traditional 9-to-5. It's
mm-hmm.
called loan signing agent. Of course, you have to be a commissioned notary first, notary public in your state. So,
Well, thanks for sharing.
Actually, yeah, notary. The loan signing agent is a third party required by law to witness the signing of a loan document, a closing
okay.
document. Let's say somebody would like to buy a house or
yeah.
they are, you know, the real estate agent cannot do that. There's like, basically more than 20 people involved mm-hmm. in a simple mortgage transaction. Not a lot of people know that. So they can also try to explore becoming a notary public or a signing agent. They can research in their particular states and they'll find out more about it. So.
Okay. Yeah. So that's that's the list that we have for you guys. I mean, I know that, like I said, there's like bunch of them. If you have anything, if you have any idea, you know, in your head that you want to bring it out, you know, as a to start your own business. I don't care where it is, be a masseuse or something.
Right.
Or I'm not saying a strip. I was gonna say, I just came out of my mind. We have a stripper pole. Like,
oh yeah, travel.
we actually bought a auction. It's like a big, you know, what do you call it?
A
big,
big
box,
pallet.
A big pallet of it. And
store return.
One of them came out of a bag, and it was pretty heavy. It has like, you know, I thought it was some kind of a like weight lifting or something. You know what it is, Geronimo?
What is it?
It's a stripper pole.
A travel case.
A travel case stripper pole.
It was funny.
There's
you know,
instruction in there too. It was like, oh my goodness! I'm like, man, maybe I'm gonna put this in the middle of my bed. No, actually, it's pretty funny. So it's there. I don't know if I'm gonna list it or not, but I looked it up. I mean, people actually use those for like exercise routine.
That's
what
fitness,
I heard.
Yeah.
For fitness.
Yeah, aside from, of course, you will see that in Jerry Springer. You know what? When I started working in skilled facilities, like in nursing homes, those are the times that I was able to see those shows like Maury, Steve Wilco,
Jerry.
I'm telling you right now, in the place where I am, the person I take care of usually watch that in late morning. So I have to get used to it.
Wow.
All those paternity drama, all those love triangle, all those betrayal. I'm able to see that.
Like, was it like General Hospital or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, soap opera.
General Hospital, All My Life. Is that what it is? All My Life or All Your Life? Something like that.
All My Life.
Yeah. All those judge shows, like People Scored, Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy. Steve Wilco, man. Isn't that bald guy?
Steve Wilco.
Steve Wilco. He's bald, right?
Yeah.
He's actually the, what do you call it? The security guy from Jerry Springer, right? That's Steve Wilco. So who's that judge? The bald talks like who's that guy?
Steve Wilkos used to be a bouncer in Jerry Springer, but Jerry Springer is one of the executive producers of the Steve Wilkos show.
Oh, okay.
That drama block, late morning and until early afternoon, all of them are connected, like Maury,
yep.
Steve Wilkos, Jerry Springer. I mean, I don't know. Somehow their production are connected. So,
you remember Judge Mathis, the black guy?
Oh yeah, Judge Mathis.
Yeah.
I watch him. It's actually the thing that I like with Judge Mathis is that there's always humor in the courtroom. It's not like a straight, you know. There's always like a good laugh that you will see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, those are good shows. Anyway, so we gave you an extra one, extra tips on that, great business ideas.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, you know, there's so many business that you can start, the business that they can grow and they can pay you in the long run, right?
Right.
So, like, you know, let's say you're pet sitting, or lawn care.
Lawn care service.
When you're pet sitting, it's like if you're not taking care of pets, you're not making money. If you're not taking care of lawn care, you're not gonna make money.
Right.
So those are your bread and butter, right?
Yeah.
Like how like the plumbers are the what's a plumber's bread and butter?
Fixing.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say your crap is out of my bread and butter. That's what that's
septic sludge.
Yeah. Anyway. So what my point is like how just like you know I mean I photograph cars, right?
Yeah.
And that's for like almost over 10 years when I've been that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And now, like recently, I started ill.
Yeah.
You know, my chest, and actually my knees are kind of giving up. I mean, it's not like you know I'm limping or anything like that, but when I run, I feel something like in my my knee, my left knee.
Right. Yeah.
Just getting old. Got to
take it easy and walk.
A little fragile now. Yeah. That's one of the things. So I got to start taking that glucosamine. Like,
yeah.
When I get to like when I get to my age, yeah, but. When you get to my age, you're going to understand. So what I'm saying is like, so, I mean, you can start your own business, you know, grow it and save for the future for your retirement, right?
Because
right now I'm 47 years old, right? So I'm thinking in the next.
I'm trying to calculate.
So what I'm thinking is like in the next 10 years, you know, I don't really want to pictures of cars or anything like that, you know, Well, right now I don't want to picture in cars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I want to, you know, want to do before I get really gray and old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got to start filling those bucket lists, you know, those things like that. So let's get into the to this business of what do you have? Can you explain more, Geronimo, about the Best Life LLC and what actually that, you know, what does it pertain? What do you do? What is it? What do you sell? Anything like that?
I actually sell supplements. I actually carry two companies. One is Philippine-based. The other one is based in here. And then, like what I mentioned in our first interview, I found a third one. But, of course, the reason why, the basic reason why I formed up my own business is because I would really want to put up something that's a bigger one. And this is my stepping stone into achieving that goal. And I would say, I cannot say how far or how near I am in achieving that goal, because I really don't believe in quick rich scheme type of businesses,
yeah,
which is a red flag. It
mm-hmm.
will really take time, and it will really take a lot of experiences before you'll be able to put up your dream business.
Right.
And of
right.
course, I mean, one of the things that I have in mind is it has something to do with healthcare, of course.
Yeah.
It will require a big budget. So I still have to take baby steps in growing my business and also branching out or having streams of income from other businesses, which are also, you know, small
yeah.
home-based businesses.
Right.
Because that will be the ones that my time will allow me to do. But
yeah.
at least, I mean, when you're able to take the first step, normally the first step is the hardest one to do. But when you get to have your first step, the succeeding steps will be a lot easier for you to take. So.
Right. Yeah. That's true. So the you know the ultimate business is actually like this 22 businesses that we mentioned. You
mm-hmm.
know, there's a lot of pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
I mentioned.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Everything has a lot of pros and cons.
Right. Everything is a lot of pros and cons, though. So just like pros and drop shipping. I like the pros and drop shipping because, you know, you don't carry any of those inventories, large
yeah.
inventories, or anything like that.
Right.
Right. And you just, you know, fill it in
mm-hmm.
and then and some third party company will send it to your customers.
Yeah.
You hope that they'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
that's a con.
I think that's a con of those are three. I think three out of five, or I think less, a little 2.5 out of five orders from the third party like that, they are either late or they don't make it to the thing.
Right.
And, to the customers.
Wrong item.
Yeah. And so a lot of people, and I read this, you know, a lot of people are really mad about having to refund the customers.
Yeah.
Because they don't get it. You know,
yeah.
drop shipping on those things. And then the t-shirt printing business,
yeah.
like this, I mean, you know, you don't have any inventory that will expire, you know,
right.
Cause you know, you just wait for the order, you know, you hire a graphic designer, you print it
mm-hmm.
and you send them out, you know,
yeah.
and then it's reoccurring, you know?
Right.
And also the pet sitting things. I like that because it's, if you really love pets,
yeah,
you know, and this is your business,
yeah,
right here.
And also some of these businesses, not all of them, but some of them can, you know, be grown into.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just your business you're doing for yourself, but that you
mm-hmm.
can hire employees if you
right.
get bigger. You know, like landscaping,
right.
pet sitting, you know, cleaning service. There's a lot of these that like they can. You know, open up.
And you know what it is, though?
What?
And all of this business that we mentioned, there's got to be a franchise for it.
Yeah, there probably
there's,
is.
There are franchises for consultants,
like,
online
like
reseller,
even,
online teaching,
you know?
And all that. All of them can be franchised, and you can look it up.
Yeah.
But they're between 25 to about 30 Minimum of $25,000.
Better to start your own, but
to start up the thing. But well, the getting the franchise is because just like how McDonald's is, it's already there.
Yeah,
it's already, you have the customer base already. They're already known. Mm-hmm. They already have, I mean, services, product services,
right,
are already known.
Right,
so
right.
They're there. So they're just paying for that name.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like the reviews and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So. Yeah. You know, Best Life LLC is a non-franchise from Market America, just Geronimo's business.
Yeah.
So it's like all of that. I mean, they have products and services.
Yeah.
And all of that, all the pros and cons are, you know, sorted out. You know, the minimal cost to start.
Yeah.
And everything like that. You know, if you if you're into like health and nutritions,
mm-hmm.
they're there. Digital marketing.
Yeah, the training is there,
too. The training's there.
There's all kinds of training.
Right. So those are the things that I like.
Yeah.
So can you tell me more about that and how you plugged in with the franchise business?
Oh, well, actually, I heard about that 5 years ago or more than 5 years ago, but I was not able to research a lot about it, but somebody came to me and
mm-hmm.
he discussed to me about Market America.
Yeah.
And then I had more time to check on it now, maybe because of what really happened the previous year. And also,
right.
You know, when you reach a certain age, sometimes you would think about not working as an employee forever.
Right.
So the
exactly.
thing that I saw with that company is that how the products are and the compensation. And also one very important and very memorable thing that I really want all our listeners would consider is you really have to work with people that you like and people that like you. It has to be a better relationship, because you know, when you come into a business with somebody, either a stranger or somebody that you've known a long time,
mm-hmm.
your relationship has to be really good. I mean, not perfect, but it has to be an open relationship. What do I mean with open? Both of you should give the chance to each other to say something about, you know, about the things that they're supposed to do. It's
right.
not like manipulation of idea wherein only one person will dominate the other.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a group idea and a very good communication between, you know, your group, and also no competition, I would say. Because, I mean, when you compete with other people, it can ruin relationships. But when you compete with yourself, that's a healthier one. Because, you know, when you compete with yourself, you cannot really fight with yourself in terms of physical aspect. And also, it will not affect other people when you're just competing with yourself. It's better to support, you know, one another in a group. And the other thing is that apart from the business, you really have to have personal relationship, like really good friends, you know, or brothers and sisters.
Right.
No concern. So when the person or when the people who belong to the same group where you belong are going through something, it's really important. Anyway, you know, anything is just a click away. We can text, you know, we can send an email, we can send like an abbreviated message in Messenger. At least you make the other person know that you are there.
Right.
Because you will be working with each other, and it's better to have that good foundation when it comes to personal relationships. So
So that's the so the whole thing is just like we're discussing, is like starting your own business. You know, franchise is one of the best ways to start your own business, home-based business, or mm-hmm. your business. If you don't want to do that, and franchise, unfranchised is what, having your own just like having your own drop shipping without the cons.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like having your own, like, what do you call it, a health and nutrition guide, because there's a Nutrimetrics in there, you know.
Yeah.
Having your own shopping website, you know,
yep.
Because shopper, just like how how Amazon functions, just like how Honey. You remember Honey, the app?
Yeah, yeah.
Honey, you can get a good deal, save money, and everything like that. With the Best Life Enterprise LLC, you can go to the website. What is your website again?
My website, I don't think I have the list right now.
So
I don't think I have the list right now. I'm not prepared to promote. because actually, before the time that we started, I was having second thought of going on with it because there's some things that are happening. I mean, something personal.
Right.
So I was thinking, should I call off the... Should I beg off from the show tonight? But of course, I really have to do it. I mean, it's really important.
Yeah,
it's also therapeutic, I would say.
Right, and we also we pushed them. Like, remember, we were supposed to have this like last week, and then we pushed them, and then we're supposed to have them Tuesday, and and we couldn't. So this Thursday today. It's the best time. So. I'm gonna put the link on the description and so they can look up the Best Life Enterprise and it's an unfranchised business through shop.com. Now it is 8:02 right now. I think we have another about half hour through the thing, and what we're gonna talk about is Geronimo's and how. He came from the Philippines and how, from the Philippines. So like, cause you did like, what you're a teacher in the Philippines, right? Is that right? Oh, dropped again. Never mind. Okay. Welcome back. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry. I didn't know that you dropped. But anyway, so we're just talking about your how you came from the Philippines as a teacher, and then you came to the United States what was your first job when you first came to the United States?
My first job, I'm not ashamed to say it's a cargador. Stevedore. No,
yeah.
My first job was with Target. Now, the reason why I got that job is that when I came here, I did not realize that when you just, when you're a neophyte to the country, like you just arrived, in other words, bagong salta ka sa America. I mean, when you don't have a trace with your social security, you don't have a job history. So you don't have a choice but to pick a job that's easier to get hired. And usually it's retail. So I got the job. I wake up at around 2:00 in the morning because I have to be there before 3:00. And then I work until around 8 or 8:30 or earlier. We just need to fill out the aisle. And then I remember, since I'm the newest one, I'm assigned at the closest spot to the conveyor. And guess what? A product is assigned to me.
What?
Those heavy containers of detergents. I have to. The boxes usually contain 4. I don't know how heavy they are, but you have to put it on the wooden pallet or a plastic pallet, and then you have to use the pallet jack, and then you have to pull it going to the aisle on the store at the same time. I'm sorry, my grammar is really horrible. At the same time, when there are customers who want to ask questions, you cannot avoid answering them. Because obviously you have your uniform, a Target has a maroon or red polo shirt and khaki pants, pair of khaki pants. So when they see that you have the same uniform, they would assume that you know everything, that they can ask you anything. That's the thing that I hate because I'm not a people person, actually. Admittedly, I'm not. So I try to avoid them. But of course, when you are trained when you are trained, part of the training is when you see a customer, you have to look at them eye to eye because, you know, it's American culture. You cannot look down on the floor or look up in the sky. I mean, that's really rude. So when you look at them, when they catch your glance, the tagline, the mantra in Target is, "Can I help you find something?" You have to ask that question.
Really?
It's not good morning. You can say good morning, whatever time it is in the day, but you have to follow that up with, "Can I help you find something?" That's the tagline of Target.
I'll be like, "Can I help you find an exit door?"
And then, if you will allow me, my second job was Blockbuster Video.
Oh,
the demise Blockbuster Video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I cannot forget a couple. I think they're a little bit tipsy. They drank something. So when they went to the cashier, the lady said, "How do I say your name? Jerry or Gary?" Because it's letter G. I said, "I don't mind however you want to call me." Because I just had to shorten my name because my real name is long. And I hated it. You know, I hated my name before. And then I hated my name because it sounded like my last name. You know how it is when you're growing up in the Philippines.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why did my father give me this name? And then,
I'm blaming that.
You know, yeah. My next very big job that followed that was with the fast food chain, the global fast food chain. But I realized, being new to this country, Mickey D. Being new to this country, I cannot really run as fast as these people that I met in the job. I mean, culturally speaking, Filipinos are passive. So although I know a lot about restaurant management, I cannot really keep my pace with them. And I was kind of bullied in Mickey D. But I'm not saying that the culture there is like that. But on my own experience, I had that. And then after like 4 months, I think, I decided maybe it's not the place for me. But mind you, the position that I was designated on is a good position. I have a very good set of benefits, and my rate is really good. And then I experienced those stuff, like, you know, adjusting to the culture, American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have personal issues when it comes to interpersonal relationships, like with coworkers. So, like what I said before, I think I remember telling you that there are 5 spectrums of intelligence. I have one very big weakness when it comes to those spectrum of intelligence, and that really affected how I maintain relationships with people. So at 53 on March 9th, God willing, I'm still single, not double. That's the reason why. So I'm still dealing with that. Huh?
I thought we were about like same age.
No, I'm older. I'm a lot older.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was born in
68.
Yeah, I was born in 68. So I'm getting there, on the threshold of being a senior. I'm already a mature person, I would say, because of my age, biologically. So then,
or ARP, AIRP.
So, no, not ARP, not ARP. AMAC, not ARP.
Oh, MAC. Yeah,
AMAC.
There you go.
Not
that
ARP.
ARP is for
not
the,
ARP,
you
no.
know, for yes. the leftist.
Yeah.
AMAC
yeah.
is for us. Anyway,
and then I think the turning point in my work history was when I realized I really want to take care of people. So that's how I got into healthcare, and the rest is history. So I'm still in healthcare. I don't know until when. Actually, I'm feeling like I'm going to enter another portal very soon. Another dimension.
Another dimension.
Another dimension. What is that? What does that mean? Well,
the Avenger of Geronimo on a fifth dimension.
It's like Star Trek, right? And all those sci-fi movies. But
sci-fi.
I would say the good thing about me coming to America is realizing that being independent is really priceless. Like when you get to do your own laundry, you fix your own bed, you cook your own food, you drive yourself to work or drive yourself going somewhere. It's really liberating. So I realize I came to America at an age where transition is really needed. I mean, I really have to have a change of environment. I really have to learn more, find out. And one thing I appreciate in this country is that when you apply for a job, they don't look for your photo, your picture, no. They don't care how you look like. In the Philippines, you apply as a sales lady, and then all 10 of you, all 10 of you should face a panel, and then you have to do the quarter turn, like beauty queens. I cannot. I don't get that. So.
When I looked it up and all the qualifications over there in the Philippines, is actually they have age. They tell you you got to be between 18 to 25.
Yes.
Female, not just female, good-looking female. And
pleasing personality.
Pleasing personality, And certain
what does that mean,
too.
Right?
I know. I have a pleasing personality, I mean, Stevie Wonder's
that's
why,
personality. I realize Filipinos are more discriminating,
Because when they
put the age, that's age discrimination.
Yeah.
When they put the gender, that's gender discrimination.
Exactly.
And when they put pleasing personality, that's judging from the outside, like skin deep, they're really sizing you up. When you apply as a receptionist, they would really want somebody who looks like an actor. But I would not choose somebody who looks like an actor but's really dumb, does not have interpersonal skill and language skill. Why would I choose you? I mean, even if you're like ultra, super duper handsome or pretty, but when you speak, everybody will collapse because your grammar is like going, it's really opposing in totally different directions. Why would I hire you, right?
Exactly. So
that's why the funny thing, when I came here, the first time I applied, I told my sister, why is there no box where I have to put my photo? And she said, why would they look at your photo? They don't care how you look like.
They
just care about
interview.
Yeah, because they would see you in the interview, right? And
they'll tell you how you handle yourself in the interview. Yeah.
Yes, because you really cannot judge a person based on how he looks or he or she looks. No, that's not a good inclusion in the application form. So
that's why when I was in the film,
they will not hire you because you're black.
No, they will not hire me because I'm overqualified in my good looks.
Oh wow, that's a lot of confidence on your part. You're overqualified.
No, they said pleasing personality, and they see me and they go, "Well, that's more than 100 times a pleasing personality."
I thought it's an unpleasing personality.
That is
I hope the Filipino culture will reconsider that that kind of
they should
mindset. I hope they would consider that because it's not helping the country in any way.
No,
it's not helping. No, it's not, and it's not treating people equally. I mean, and that's not respecting your own individuality. Like when you set these parameters as qualification, the thing that just matters is your skill. I mean, why would you hire, like what I said, why would you hire a person who looks like Jennifer Aniston, but when she speaks, she's so dumb, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not saying Jennifer Aniston is dumb. So, no.
Jennifer Aniston, yeah. You know who Jennifer Aniston is? No, is she not?
Same friend.
Yeah, she's a friend.
Yeah, the ex of Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's, ex-wife, ex-Joa.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston is, she's a spokesperson for Aveeno, Aveeno, the lotion, yeah.
Right.
I hope these companies hear us, how we promote their products, right?
Right, exactly. That's why in the Philippines, it's like when we went to the Philippines, there was a whole aisle dedicated to skin whitening.
That's the Filipino obsession.
Like,
have the skin fair.
I didn't want to go through it because I mean, Dawn actually started to wander around that aisle, and they were like, people looking at her. And what the heck is going in the white lady?
That's a funny thing. Yeah, that's really ironic, right?
Right.
Brown
so many
people,
them,
they want to be white, and then white people want to be dark.
Exactly.
I mean,
there's so many of them. There's so much of them. When I walk right through, man, I turn white.
For the people listening,
some people even inject glutathione, right? So
they do it. They take pills with them too.
Wow.
Yeah, they eat them, and they get so pale and stuff. And it's not just Philippines.
Yeah.
You know, like Africa is doing that now. South Korea is doing that now. You know, mm-hmm. China is doing that.
Wow.
It's just you know how dumb people, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're $1 billion industry. Those people, lights, you know, skin whitening. They're $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Cosmetic industry is a $1 billion industry. So
yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are not content with what they have. I mean, it's like saying that they were made incorrectly. Like God gave them a worse kind of nose or a worse color of skin, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
God created us the color he wanted us.
Right, exactly. And
they are the
like,
most unhappy people, right?
Right. And if you guys are listening, that if you're in America and if you're thinking about starting your own business with white, with the skin whitening, you will fail. But
that's true.
The thing is, you can. You can start your own. In America. In America, really? You didn't get it? In America, you can, but you have to target the people of color, you know? Like,
yeah.
They want to see. There's actually, you know, like, people in Africa, actually, that they buy skin whitening, too. So, take that back. You can start your own business of skin whitening.
Yeah.
Not just to, well, you want,
but
you want,
it has
not,
to be really strong. It has to be bleach, right?
But,
it has to be bleach.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, you're not going to be able to market to, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the regular Americans, you know, even the black Americans. I don't think they use that. It's just those people from Africa, you know,
right.
People from South Korea, China, Philippines, Thailand, Thailand,
yeah.
And all Southeast Asia and everything like that. So anyway, so those are the things. So, yeah, I was glad to hear your story. So. What is your? I mean, you mentioned already the, you know, your ultimate goal,
mm-hmm.
and now, can you tell us more about the what you do now? I mean, you're in the healthcare industry.
Yes, right now I work full time for a private client, and then with this business, but somehow my hands are a little bit tied because
mm-hmm.
you know. Like with the situation right now, you cannot go out. You cannot go just anywhere. But at least we have the internet so that I can also communicate with customers. Now, the only struggle that I'm also dealing with right now is shipment. So when you deal with a business that you have to send out the products, you really have to appropriate a considerable amount of budget in shipping. There's actually companies now that offer reasonable prices shipping out all around the U.S. That's also at par with the price in USPS. And I still have to explore them because one requirement also for your business to really be legitimate is for you to have a solid structure when it comes to shipment.
Right.
So I'm still working on it too, but my target will be second quarter of this year to be able to put everything in place and then try to have my funding for the inventory because it's really important that you have products
mm-hmm.
as much as your space can accommodate.
Yeah,
because it's better if you have the products there to scale up your business. That's why, like what I mentioned before, your previous questions to me a while ago about establishing business credit, it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle because some business credit, some companies that would really be a source of funding, may require your personal guarantee or your personal credit. So it also matter when your personal credit is not that bad so that they can support or boost your chances of getting the funding. But of course, there are secrets that are lurking around there when it comes to these fundings. That's why you would see videos in YouTube or Facebook about, you know, people saying that they can help you out with the funding. But of course, you cannot just get anything for free. You have to shell out a certain amount of money. But for you to be prepared, like what I said, is to explore or research about the requirements that they have, because it's not good to just apply and then you will get denied. So it's it will take time. It's a process. It's not an instant scheme. It's not like a, what do you call it? Voila. And then it's there. It takes time for you to prepare. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because normally businesses, when you're on your first year, that's where you will lay everything out. You cannot expect your investment to return right away. Yeah. It will slowly pick up as time goes by. So you really have to be patient. And like what I said, one of the red flags of businesses is when they tell you that you can earn this X and X amount or the five, six figures in a matter of 6 months. No, there's no such thing as that.
Right.
No. You really have to painstakingly undergo the process to be able to reap the success that you are desiring to happen in your business. Of course, you know, like what I said earlier too, character is really something. You have to be able to separate personal issues with the task that you have to accomplish in a day. You have to follow a certain schedule. You have to set your sleeping and wake up time, depending mm-hmm. on how it you will be allowed to. Let's say you have a full-time job or a part-time job. Schedule is one of the hardest things to manage too. You really have to write everything down. You cannot just rely on your head, because you have to set a reminder of the things that you have to do. Which brings me to the point that you have to have a planner. Although successful people, not all of them, they follow a planner. Their foremost secret is discipline. Like, they wake up on a certain time. They allot certain time in doing stuff. It takes a very strict discipline to do that. And to develop that too will also require time. So everything takes time. We have to be patient. But of course, what matters is we have a goal to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have faith. And we are passionate about the thing that we do. Otherwise, it's going to be miserable. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so that's a good point, man. Well, he is Geronimo Germino of Best Life Enterprise. We actually found your link, shop.com/Best Life Enterprise. Those are Geronimo's website where you can earn cash while you shop. We actually have a cat in our background right here. Our kitty, a kitty cat right over there. Well, if you Block Talk Radio, you're not going to be able to see it. You're going to see it on Facebook or YouTube or Twitch. You see our cat right over here. And I put in the description that we're going to give away bunnies. But it's not a bunny. It's a kitty.
Really?
No.
How do you ship that? How do you ship that? By a FedEx or UPS?
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get this. I know this guy. His name is Harbinder. He's a great packer. So
like the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he likes the Green Bay Packers. The we're going for a landing now. So last word, Dawn.
This was really good to hear from Geronimo today. Learn a lot of things, and it's important what he said too about sticking to a schedule. And also, a lot of times people start a business thinking they're going to make money right away, but realistically, you need to be in business for a while before you start making money. And consistency is the key. It's the key because if you just do, a little business here and then a couple weeks go by, then you do another thing for your business, it's not going to grow as fast as if you do something frequently,
yeah.
every day, or like, you know, four times a week, or whatever your schedule allows you to do, you know. But like, the more you work on it, the faster it will grow.
And anything in business
yeah.
that we mentioned, another thing, if you guys want to
right.
grow your business like that, like Dawn
yeah.
was saying that, you know, it takes a plan. So you
yeah.
have a planner. Just like
right.
Geronimo was saying, have a planner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to appear right in front of you like you just rub the
right.
the genie in the bottle and there's a poof.
Yeah.
Give me all your, give me the three wishes, you know. It's not going to be like
wishes.
That. Yeah, three. Is that three wishes, right? Is that
yeah,
four?
I think it's
three,
is it,
yeah.
I didn't know. It's Aladdin. That's what it is. So, last word from Geronimo. What do you got?
Well, I would like to say thank you for giving me the chance to at least speak about myself. And, you know, I hope that the listeners were able to get nuggets of wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope this is not the last time.
It won't be.
I hope there's another time.
I had fun.
Like a more in-depth discussion about something.
Normal.
And
thank
you for staying with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the listeners, thank you for listening. And I hope that you will find us on YouTube, although you don't see my face.
The guy,
yeah, and,
there's a guy on Twitch and says, do you like cats or not? I want to start a cat business. Well, Rudy Cat rules. You can start a cat business. You
yeah,
know, feline.
Cat
sitting.
I think like... what you brought up earlier, Fernie and Noah photos, just is that about like compared to dogs, like you could take them to kennel. You could take cats to a kennel too, but sometimes they, I don't know if they behave the same at the kennel.
Well,
you know,
let me ask.
Little cage and stuff like that. They don't, I don't think they let the cats out to
well,
play like they do the dogs.
Where is Rudy Cat Rules? Where is he from? Is it from China? Are you from China? It's a joke. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and start your own cat business if you want, man. Let us know. So, well, that's it for now.
Thank you.
And, did I just hear the meowing? Did I hear the meowing? Did you?
No.
Yeah. I swear, I heard like.
Yeah, I like dogs.
Was this real? But anyway, so we had Geronimo.
He's from Texas.
He's from Texas. All right, Texas. Texas.
Nice.
Well, nice. Nice for you, Texas guy, that having a cat business or want to have a cat business. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Tune in again maybe next week. We'll be here. And once again, we had Geronimo Germino of Best Life Enterprise in today. And we have my co-host, Lady B. She knows cats like I know dogs. Geronimo knows business like I know biscuits.
Thanks. See you
like
guys.
It. Yeah, so we'll talk again next week. Keep it here on Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.